transmission.
It's 10:35 p.m.
and that is, of course, local time. If you look at your clock, you'll notice that it says 19:30 UTC. What does this all mean? Well, it means that you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, and I am your chairman. My name is Tobe, and boy, I did some stuff this morning. Now I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh, yes. I did, of course, go out to Heron Haven, and although I did not see a whole heck of a lot of stuff, I did see a couple of turkeys, so that was nice. But most importantly, I finally saw a snapping turtle. I saw a big ol' snapper, and although I only got about a 4-second look at him, I'm pretty sure it was the turtle that I call Akula. Yes, I have named the three giant snapping turtles that live in this pond, and I can recognize them. So that's rockin' good news. I got to see that guy. He was sitting on a log, but as soon as he saw me, he decided to bloop, jump off the log and go swimming somewhere else. The other good thing about today is that it's so warm, well above 72 or 73 degrees. It might have hit 80. The sun's not quite out. It's partly cloudy. But my point is, I wore shorts for the first time this year, so yes! I'm pretty excited about that. I changed out of them just a couple minutes ago because I'm back inside. But that was fun, walking around. And although I didn't get hot, I was not cold either, so everything was perfect. Hooray! I'm pretty happy about getting to wear shorts today. It was very, very windy this morning, and so I didn't take the equipment out to record. I was just running around solo with my camera. Didn't even see anything to take pictures of. And I know you're thinking, well, why didn't you take a picture of the snapping turtle? Well, by the time I saw him, trust me, I was reaching into my pocket for my camera. But by the time I even touched it, he had rolled off the log and I was like, no! Ah, poor snappers. I never get to take pictures of them. If the wind dies down later, I might go out and do some wacky stuff. It'll depend on the atmospheric conditions. You know what else I did today? This is kind of a yearly thing in the spring. I restarted my ice maker. I don't make ice during the winter because I don't need any ice. But today I thought, you know, I'm going to need some ice soon. So I took the old icebergs out of the ice maker and I turned it on and I can hear it making ice right now. So I will have ice soon just in case I need it. Hey, remember that phone number we called the other day? What number was that? That was the drug testing hotline. Let's call it again right now and see what we get. Get my phone ready here. Dun dun dun. Okay, here we go.
We are sorry. This line is only accessible between the hours of 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you have any questions regarding this message, please contact your compliance monitor. If there is a problem with this message, please call Nebraska Occupational Health Center at 402-476-2600. Thank you.
No, thank you. And I would like more information about that number, but I don't have a compliance officer because I refuse to comply. In racing news, I watched the Grand Prix of China over the weekend, and of course I had to watch it with my cat Pippa because she loves Lewis Hamilton. And oh boy, I thought for sure I was going to gain some points on Pippa in our F1 Fantasy League. Because Lewis Hamilton did not have a good weekend. He did not qualify well. He started completely last. He started in position 22. Whereas my guy, Valtteri Bottas, he started in position number 5. So I thought, woohoo! If the race ends like this, I'll be way ahead of Pippa. Well, on the very first lap, Valtteri Bottas fell back to 10th place. And Lewis Hamilton, he crashed and had to go into the pits. So I thought, all right, I fell back a little bit, but I'm still going to gain enough points on Pippa that maybe I'll move into the lead. And so I watched this race live, and it went from about 2 a.m. until about 3:30 a.m. local time. Perfect timing for me. That's exactly when I want to just sit down and watch TV, and so I got to watch a race. But how did the race end? Oh, brother. My guy, Valtteri Bottas, he managed to move up a couple places, but then fall back a couple places, then move up a couple places and fall back a couple places. So he ended up finishing 10th. Okay, not bad. But Lewis Hamilton somehow managed to drive all the way from the back of the field and finished 7th. So Pippa's driver finished 3 positions ahead of my driver, so Pippa gains 3 more points, and the current score is Pippa by 14. Pippa is 4 positions ahead of me in our fantasy F1 league. Oh, it's going to be embarrassing if I get beat by my cat, but oh well. Yeah, hello. In football news this weekend, Sunday morning, Leicester played West Ham, and oh boy, was it a little bit closer than it should have been. Jamie Vardy, my favorite guy, oh, he got a yellow card in the 18th minute, and then he got another yellow card in the 56th minute, which means red card, boom, off the field. Leicester playing with 10 guys against West Ham's 11. When regulation time was up, West Ham was ahead 2-1. But there was 5 minutes or more of additional time, and West Ham committed a penalty in their penalty area. And a penalty kick was awarded to Leicester. And so, what's that guy's name? Ulloa. He converted the kick. The game ended 2-2. Each team gets a point. Leicester is now, well, not anymore, but they were at that point 8 points clear. And then, who had to play yesterday? Stoke. Stoke and Tottenham. Yeah, so there's been a little change in the lead, but not a whole heck of a lot. I'm still super happy. Come on, Leicester. Oh, I hope they win. In other sports news, specifically racing, Carl Edwards won the NASCAR race at Bristol. And Kyle Busch crashed out. So, that's not so good for Kyle Busch, but he's still doing okay. And, oh, right now, I've got a replay of the Grand Prix of Long Beach, which is an IndyCar race. And that's going on right now. I'm halfway paying attention to it. Maybe less. I'm 38% paying attention. I just heard the cat doing some wacky stuff upstairs, so I'm gonna put my shoes on here. It's more difficult than it sounds. I'm gonna walk out the lower back door. And now I'm outside. We're going to go up onto the deck to see if we can get the kitty to yang at us and do some kitty talking on the radio. I wonder if we're going to... Oh, yes, somebody sees us. Oh, hi! What are you doing? Are you being a good baby? Oh, now you don't want to talk? Oh, you are a little bit untalking? Yes, is it because you're a baby?
Don't claw the screen. I can see your claws poking through the screen. Get those kitty claws back in there.
Is this because you're a baby? What are you doing down there? Are you being a zip and zinger? Yeah, because you're a good baby. Okay, see you later. I'm going this way. Okay, I'm coming back inside, but I'm going to go the long way around. Okay, bye-bye.
And that, of course, is my cat, Pippa. Ooh, and it's getting to be a little bit breezy out here. We got to get back inside before the wind blows me over. Now, wow, I can really hear the cat yowling now. And back indoors we go. That was a fun little interlude. Yes, hey, what are you, oh my dead nuts. And now as I try to come back into the studio, I open the door and somebody snaked their way in here. Hi, what's this kitty doing in the studio? Yeah, it's a good baby. Yeah, so now she's gonna walk around in here for a while and think, oh, this is so fun. This is a fun place for kitties to be. Thing of it is, we already knew that this was a fun place for kitties to be, and so yeah, she just walked into one of my racks, and she walked around there for a while. She came back out. Don't jump up there. Don't do it. That's not a kitty place for jumps. Okay, this looks like this could get dangerous, so I'm gonna have to try to herd her out of here. And that might take a minute. So this is as good a time as any to take a break. So while I'm trying to shuffle the cat out of the studio here, why don't you take a listen to this? You are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the committee, and I'm also the president. The good news is we're about halfway through today's agenda. Yay! Not many more topics to get through here. So, if you're just now joining us, remember that you can always catch the first half of the agenda in the archive. But right now, I need to go get some more tea. So, you listen to this, and when we come back, I'll tell you something else I've been thinking about lately.
Next week on U62, he's back. And this time, he's mad. Gandhi 2. No more Mr. Passive Resistance. He's out to kick some butt. This is one bad mother you don't want to mess with.
Don't move, Slangball.
He's a one-man wrecking crew. But he also knows how to party.
Give me a steak, medium rare.
Hey, Baldy!
There is only one law. His law. Gandhi 2.
Hey, maybe you should try the ham, Axe Cop. They say change is good. I know ham is good.
Welcome back. You're still listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and, well, at my house, the wind had died down a lot, and so I left my house, and now I'm walking through the forest, and the wind is a little bit windy still here, but maybe in the forest here it'll be less just because there's trees blocking the wind. I'm hoping so. I'm looking for stuff. What am I looking for? Well, mostly dudes. What else would I be looking for? Come on. Maybe if we're lucky, we will see that snapping turtle again. Because I like snappers. And if they're in the shallow area, I know where they like to hang out. So we're going to be looking in all of the snappery places. I see some geese, and they're all just sitting down at the edge of the various ponds, hanging out. I guess they're getting ready to take a nap or something. Oh, and look who we got here. And now as I round the corner, I've got a goose in the path, and she's just sitting there. So I'm just going to back off a little bit, because why hassle them? And then there's a goose standing right here, too. Hi, Mr. Goozer. All right, well, I guess we're not going out onto the boardwalk right now. We'll come back this direction and see if the path is clear. And in the meantime, we'll just walk deeper into the forest here. Holy cats, I don't believe what I'm seeing. I'm crossing the land bridge, going over the billabong, and there's two geese, and they've got babies. They've got little baby chicks at their feet. There's one, two, three, is there four of them? There are five of them. One, two, three, four, five. They're hard to see because they're sort of yellow and black, and they're hiding in the grass. Oh, look at how cute they are. I will take a picture. I'm trying to get a picture, but now all the babies are crawling under the wings of the mommy. I think they're getting ready to go night-night. And so I did not get much. Well, what are they doing now? Maybe I'll try to get one now. And nope, that is not going to fly. But there's this one guy, he's still loose, one little goozer. Oh, there, he just walked around and he sort of crawled under his mom's butt. Wow, this is early, very early for babies. Normally, we wouldn't see baby geese for another 10 days to 2 weeks. But there were some early nests, and wow, I can't believe it. I can't even imagine what nest these would have come from. I thought I knew all the nests. This must have been a nest that was in the fingers. Wow. Oh, look at those babies getting all ready to go night-night. All right, well, we might as well keep going because they're not going to be doing anything. This is great. Babies already. Baby goozers. I guess, technically speaking, the word I'm looking for is goslings. Oh, yes, we got five goslings. That's great. That means we're going to have some more. And here's a squirrel right here. Hi, Mr. Squirrely.
Boy, I didn't think we'd come here and see much, but wow, we got goslings. Who else is out here, I wonder, today? Walking around. Oh, you know, I mentioned I saw that snapping turtle earlier this morning. No wonder I saw him. If we've got goslings, the snapping turtles are going to start following the goslings. Now, I've come to the wall blind, the little blind, and I still see a goose sitting on her nest right on the other side of the bank. She's going to have babies real soon. It's going to be Gosling Central up in here. Okay, I'm working my way toward the blind now. Trying to be super quiet so that I don't spook anything that might be on the other side. So let's get in here and see what's going on. I can already see lots of goose butts up in the air. Dun dun dun. And we got lots of geese. We got no turtles on the log, but it's a little late. And, wow, there's not much going on out here right now. Bunch of geese out on Goose Island, and some in the water. There's two out there who are in a very angry posture. They must be arguing with some other geese that are on that little spit of land that comes out here. Alright, well, I think I'm gonna turn around and just walk right out of here. Dun, 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 and here we go. This means I get to walk up the steps and go around the loop here. See if there's anybody up here in the loop. Doesn't seem to be much in the loop. Ugh, now a bug. Huh, a bug just got between my eye and my glasses. That was annoying. And I thought I heard something going on up here, though. It might have just been birds rustling around in the underbrush, like they are wont to do. And now I'm walking back down the main hill here, walking past that big old marmot den. I don't see any motties today. I think we'll head back, see if we can spot those baby gooselers under the mommy goose, and or go out onto the boardwalk. Let's see what all the geese are doing over there. And what is that? Oh, that's nothing. Oh, these crazy squirrels. As we come around this corner here, we'll be able to look back and see those goosers. And there's the goosers. And the babies are still hiding underneath the mommy's wings. Well, I was just going to say, we're not going to see any more baby gosling action. But suddenly, there's a little commotion. I see some feathers being bumped up and ruffled. Somebody underneath a wing is jockeying for a better position, and they have calmed down. I thought somebody was going to come out. Oh, well, what's going on now? I see a wing being lifted up. Come on, goslings. I can see a little yellow butt under there, but that's about it. Maybe we need to change our angle here. Let's walk around here. See if we can't get a better view from the other side. Okay, I'm kind of on the other side of the pond now. And I'm actually much closer. I'm about, I don't know, 10 meters closer than I was, but those little dudes under that mommy aren't coming out, so we might as well go out on the boardwalk now that it's been cleared. The geese that were sitting on the path are now sitting right here to my left. Hello, buddy. Yeah, give me a hiss. Can you hear that goose hissing at me? Yeah, snorty hissles. Yeah, you're a good gooser. Okay, see you later. And as I make my way out onto the boardwalk proper, there are two geese standing here now. Okay, excuse me. I'm gonna walk here on the boardwalk. I hope that's okay. You don't have to have a problem with it.
You want to go with me? We all can walk out there. It'll be fun. It'll be a goose party, yeah. What are you doing? All right. No, I go around. You just step over there. Yeah. You go 6 inches that way. I'll go this way. Okay. They don't want to get out of the way. They just keep walking down the boardwalk a little bit. Do, 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 do. Now, what are you doing? Now these guys turned around and now he's getting mad at me. Yeah, you want to be on the radio? You want to be radio goosers? If you're hearing a hiss sound, it's the geese. As I stand here having my way blocked by these two geese, another goose is swimming up, and then over in the lake I can see what appears to be two coots? Some weird kind of duck. No, I think they're coots. Okay, now these geese are walking away so I can continue on. Yeah, I've managed to come out on the boardwalk a little bit further. I can see these things better. These are definitely coots. Oh, everybody likes coots. They're like ducks, except they have no butt. They're like the buttless wonder ducks. And these two geese, they just... No, don't go in the water. It's okay. I'll turn around and leave. You don't have to go swimming. Oh, there they go. Okay. Gonna jump in the water, go for a swim. And there they go. Those two coots, I'm surprised they haven't taken off. Well, there certainly isn't much going on out here. Let's head back into the interior. Oh my gosh, I just looked up in the sky and there goes Big Bluey. He's flying. Oh, and he's landing over on the other side of the lake where we were. He's probably viewable from the blind. Yeah, I like Big Bluey. If you listen to this show with any regularity, you are aware that Big Bluey is the blue heron that lives here. Actually, he lives sort of in this valley. He spends his time here, and then there's another little pond about, maybe half a mile away. And he likes to fly from there to here, and we see him. Oh, hi, Mr. Goozer. I got another goozer hissing at me. All right, let's head out of here. And I just saw a brown fluffy butt sticking up under the undergrowth. But it was just a squirrel, not a mutty. And here's another Heron Haven resident on the path. Oh, there's two of them. Two bunnies. Hi, Mr. Bun. Check that. This is some kind of bunny party. There's a third one. This guy's going this way. This guy's running up to me. What are you doing? Hi, I'm going to give you some bunny kisses. Oh my God. He's coming up to me. He's 1.5 meters away. 2 meters away. What's this bunny doing? Hi, Mr. Bun. He's 1.5 meters away. He is now 1 meter away. I could bend down and I could grab this wild rabbit. All right. And then he just sort of took off. He's sort of chasing that one that... What's going on here? Some kind of bun party. And there's a bunny hiding behind here. I know there's a bun back here. He thinks I don't know he's here, but I'm going to say hi anyway. Hi, Mr. Bun. And he turned around, but he didn't bolt. Okay, where are we at here? We are rapidly running out of time. That's where we are here. So, I'm just going to go ahead and remind you all that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. These are a bunch of rabbits. And this show can be heard every day at 1930 UTC. So be sure to tune in tomorrow and each and every day. I've got to log off now, sign off now, so you're not going to get any special effects. So all you're going to get is one of these. See you later.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.